This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
It has been. No time has passed. You are in the boiler room of the Saturnine Planes cruise liner and taking in the secrets hidden therein. Bonathan, precious, stupid Bonathan, hangs over the maw of an ancient and hungry and powerful crystal. Lollipop, almost decimated, still hanging from his mouth. His eyes stare at you in a sort of cow-like panic. Filge, you are closest to the mechanisms that operate his chain. Martha and Bobby, you are down below, facing a man bigger than a regular man in plated armor.
6 foot tall!
In plated armor, wearing the sigil of the Bellowsman. He is, of course, as is now canon, Dave, Cardinal Bellend.
Yes.
His two, the two bellowsmen that you were previously fighting now stand as his guard on either side of him. You are momentarily still. Bonathan is being lowered slowly still into the moor.
Yes. You've discovered our dirty little secret, haven't you?
Is that Cardinal Bellend?
Yes, no. I'm Cardinal. I will take questions at the end.
At the end of the monologue.
Yes.
At the bell end of the monologue?
Quiet, you! You have done quite enough damage with your meddling.
Wait, who are you?
I'm Cardinal Bellend.
Oh. Yes.
Wait, you both are?
Yes, we have two heads.
Two heads.
Two heads.
Cannon.
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 Are your nicknames Ding and Dong?
Yes.
Or are they Bell and End?
How did you know that? Only our mother calls us Ding Dong.
We are Cardinal Bell End.
Bell End.
Bell End.
Ding.
Dong!
Ding!
Dong!
Yes, anyway.
Anyway. Now you know the secrets of the Bellows Room. What powers the Carcosa Shard is unlike what powers the other shards. Perhaps it was because the shard formed Carcosa that it took on some of its malevolence. But this shard exacts a price for its power.
A soul.
At first it was small souls for big gain, but then the shard grew hungry, rapacious.
Grew more teeth, looked more like a shark.
Much more like a shark. It was confusing. And now we have to feed it fresh souls every cycle in order to the ship. And now you know, and now you must die.
So while he's monologuing, the chain, Precious Bonathan's chain, continues to
because
click
I'm close
down.
To it as he's talking, can I slowly, casually, like nodding like I'm really listening, like oh yeah. Yeah, oh Got it, Dong. Mm-hmm. Yeah, shard. And then as I'm doing that, back up to the button and to press the button.
You can make a stealth check to not be noticed.
All right.
DC 15, because he's pretty involved in himself.
Oh, boy.
That's a four.
That's a four.
Please pay attention.
What? Stop. We are talking. We don't get to practice public speaking very much.
Yes.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
Very
thank
good enunciation.
Yes. It's unfortunate, but now that you have all seen the shard, we cannot let you leave alive.
I say, Cardinal, allow me to escort these souls up to the chamber to feed them to the shard.
Yeah. A capital idea.
Capital.
But their souls are old and wizened. And
so gross.
He looks to Friezo and he's like, there is barely something here. This is chicken feed.
Yes. And that one, too fat to fit in the shard. We'll have to... Yeah, just not use it.
And then
it.
They kind of confer for a while.
Is that Hagdar or is he pointing at me?
Yeah, no, Hagdar, not you, but you're also big.
I'm muscly.
Okay. Whatever confer, you want to call
and
it.
And they're like, but perhaps, and they kind of titter to themselves. And it's like, the Carcosa shard is hungry. Perhaps a child will not be enough. Perhaps a child and a mother.
So what kind of weapons do these guys have?
They're like kind of in a big kind of they got armor and one I don't know an axe or something.
Right. And they're two like they're just how do they there's two
I've been playing a lot of God of War, so it's that axe.
There's two
they have that specific axe.
Do they have the same relationship as the people in God of War
yeah,
as well?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Really crater.
So the
way Ding and Dong work, they're two separate consciousnesses, right? They're two separate entities.
But they have one body.
Yes, but they count as two separate.
I just want to point out that this happened because me and Simon spoke over each Cannon.
Yes, but they count as two separate things.
Well, not attacking them. No, it'd be one body. That'd be this.
I'm attacking one body, but they count as two.
You could talk to either of them. What are you getting at?
I'm gonna cast.
Oh, hang on.
Simon's trying to get your attention.
I'm gonna cast Crown of Madness.
Yeah.
Oh.
On Ding.
All right, go on.
Which makes it attack. A creature other than itself that I mentally choose.
Yes.
The target I choose is Dong.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you familiar?
Good choice.
The target I choose is Bobby. No. All right. Are you familiar with the Jim Carrey movie Me, Myself, and Irene?
These characters are not. So this will be quite a surprise to them.
So basically, Ding and Dong have to do a, a wisdom saving throw.
Well, just you do, right?
Yeah.
Ding has to do a wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom, okay.
Yep.
It's a 20.
It's a 20.
Sorry.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Martha Kennedy is an angry rich woman. Confirmed?
Yeah. Confirmed. If level I'm four.
a level four angry rich woman.
Yes.
Does that mean she's soulless?
Okay. Yeah.
Then you can't kill me with my kid because I don't have a soul.
Wow.
That's really grim.
All right. It is. It's really
grim.
Occasionally
we get like YouTube comments and emails about the politics of this show. People are sometimes confused about where we stand. I feel like we've made it very clear now.
But yet you care for the boy. You wanted to disrupt the ceremony. There is soul in you yet. Seize her!
I shove her forward up the stairs. And
ouch!
And get up there, lady.
Sorry.
Wind the boy back up. We will tie them together and feed them to the shard ensemble.
And the Gilman looked to the cardinal. The cardinal's like, that sounds fun.
Yes.
And can I scream, the goddamn patriarchy?
If you'd like.
Right.
That lot of good it'll do you.
Still gonna scream it.
Okay, so they hoist Bonathan back up to the platform.
That's the sound of the hoisting.
So I take Bonathan off the hook.
Yep. And he's just like...
a drop of drool splats on the ground.
And I pull the chain so that there's slack to tie on the mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I pull more and more and more. And then I whip it at the cardinal.
Whoa!
Whoa! All right, make an attack roll. Chain whip.
That's a 16.
Dong catches a chain right to the face and goes, ah, you dick. Fuck. Ha! Don't laugh at me. That really hurt.
Yeah, but it did not hit me.
Shit. Dong takes... Okay, so I guess we're back in combat. Filch, what do you want to do? You're by the bottom. So you guys are up on that gangway above.
Yep.
You two are up there.
And you unhooked Bonathan?
Yeah. I've unhooked Bonathan, yeah.
Do you want to...
Oh, yeah, you didn't throw
Do you want to throw Bonathan down?
Don't throw a child in a cardinal. Just don't do it. Hey.
I feel like he was safer when he was tied up.
Do you want to throw Bonathan down to me and I'll take care of him?
Are you up there?
No,
I'm
no, Phil's just on the
I'm
ground
down.
with Frieza.
Oh. Or should I attack the cardinal?
Yeah, you do whatever you want.
I'll do both. leave him with his mother. Leave him with his mother. All right, I'm going to attack the cardinals with my flail of fire.
Ooh.
Okay.
If you do use Bonathan, because he's so stupid and boring, they'll probably fall asleep from listening to him. Or will they?
Could.
Okay, maybe they won't. I guess they won't.
Before you do that, the cardinal says, "Bellowsmen,
I slipped. Apologies, cardinal.
Well,
what a grave mistake I've made.
I'm beginning to think.
You know not what you do.
Side huddle. I don't think you're a bellowsman at all.
Yes.
Oh, we of have course I am. I know all the songs.
Name four kinds of nails. The song about the nails. We teach them all of the bellowsmen to learn the different types of nails on the... Why are there nails on this ship? But the point is, you know it.
Bellowsmen, drop the beat. Too jazzy. Much too jazzy a beat.
Give me 1 second. I'll drop a real beat. It's okay. Here we go. Ready for the real beat?
Yeah, I'm ready for the real beat, man.
The best darn beat you've ever heard.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, here we go.
The song about the nails.
There's the don'ts and do's, there's the nails and screws, there's the things that you use and the things that you don't use. When you're here, safety's a thing that you have to do and sing. The songs we have to know what to do, because safety is here for me and you. You know that guy, Jake, he lost an arm, it's because he wasn't paying attention and he did himself harm. Now, here's the core of the song, you gotta know what nails are right and wrong. The wrong ones are the ones on your hand, because they'll get ripped off if you put them in the jamming machine. And the right ones, they are the ones that are made of shards, glass, and fun.
All right.
For the, bravo.
For the podcast listeners, we should say that at the end of that rap, Simon looked very confused about the things he just said. Baffled by his own...
I couldn't remember one word to the next.
There was a few bars before it mentioned nails. There's a nail song. Did hit that real
fast. I feel
fast.
Like he pre-wrote the first bit.
So did he get that absolutely word for word correct?
The cardinals are like, there are two options. Either he was taught the nail song... Or he guessed it word for word. This seems unlikely.
He must have learnt it.
All right, but be more careful with your chains.
My deepest apologies.
Escort the mother and child to the mouth. I mean, tie them up again. And he kind of hurls the chain back to you and it kind of starts retracting and yeah.
I let it fall on the floor and it slips down slowly. Like, brrr, I was like, oh, sorry.
So clumsy!
Butterfingers! combat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to do a flail of flight. Am I just like...
Just like, wait.
Thinking about waving in the air?
The whole rap.
Oh, me arms get tired.
So, Phil, this bellowsman is like in a big mech suit with hurdy claws. So it's made of metal.
Like a red lobster?
Or a crab?
More like the thing from Alien. Like a lifty robot.
Oh, the mech suit from Alien.
Yeah, the mech suit from Alien. He's in the mech suit from Alien.
He's exposed in a way. Like you can hit the body.
And is his head a human head? Or like, you know...
Well, he's got a helmet on, but yeah.
Yeah, but he's a person.
And he's only 6 foot, so that's not that tall, right?
No, he's a... I mean...
The mech is probably about... What do we say?
8 feet.
Sure.
Tall as a man.
Mighty as an elk.
How tall am I about that?
You're about eight.
Seven. I reckon you're 7'1".
I just had a brain explosion. I was like, is Alex asking me how tall she is? She's not 8 feet.
Don't tell her.
It's the source of all my confidence. Shorty.
Okay, Filch. You gonna do it? You gonna attack?
Yeah, I'm just gonna run up to them, and I'm just gonna, cause I reckon I can get their little faces.
Okay, you're gonna make.
I'm just gonna flail them in the face.
So you're gonna make a cold shot.
A shot? What?
So you can try and hit their face, and it'll be harder to hit, but you'll do more damage.
Yes, that.
Okay, go for it.
Do I need to do anything different with my dice?
No, just roll.
Okay.
It's a 18 is the armor class.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I got 4 plus 7, so.
Okay, you miss, Frieza.
So, who's the most damaged of the people around?
Only the cardinal.
Dong has taken a bit of damage.
But Dong doesn't look ill, do they? They don't look like they've been hurt quite a bit.
Not that bad. Okay, I mean, he copped a hook to the face.
Yeah, it hurt. So
a copy of the
DVD
hook.
Yeah. It's quite sharp. Dong passed the test. For Crown of Madness,
yep.
You could cast it on the other guy.
No, I...
Do something different.
Yeah, so I've used... So the Cloak of Flies doesn't take a spell slot, because it's a bonus action, so I'm going to use my bonus action this time to cast Hexblade Curse, Basil Curse, on Dong, or Ding, again, on Eden.
Yep.
And then I'm going to cast Witch Bolt. So that's an 18, plus my attack is 7, so 25. That hits. Yes?
25, that really hurts. He's upset.
Okay. So
he's very upset.
He's a level 3 spell slot, so I'm just going to do the damage. But, yeah, you can move on while I do the damage.
Okay,
so
I will just say that as that happens, the stone, the shard, rather, seems to diminish even more, and a strange kind of wailing noise starts coming out of it.
Butterfingers, feed the shard or we're all goners. We're back to you, Martha Caninity. What would you like to do?
I'm rich, so I know chains.
Yep.
So I see the chain that's hanging above the shard and I grab stupid Bonathan.
Yep.
I grab stupid Bonathan and we swing together from the ceiling around the bellends and bang their heads together.
Oh, like you're going to like kind of go
and then...
You're
going
to swing and go around the two heads.
Yeah, because you know how rich women do a lot of exercise as well because they've got time, so she's... she's good.
Yep, she's totally... Okay.
And she uses the stickiness of Bonathan's lollipop to keep grip on the chain.
Yep, okay. So first make a dex check.
Very good.
First make a dex check, so roll the dice. You got +1 dexterity.
Do I do it in here?
Yeah, do it.
Yep. It's a 12 plus your dexterity.
Okay, yep, so you've grabbed, you're swinging across the room, precious Bonathan in tow. And yes, it's very sticky, so you're holding on.
And Precious Bonathan is humming the Jurassic Park theme song because he just does that all the time. Yeah, like that.
Okay, good. Now make an attack roll.
Make an attack roll?
Yep.
Which one do I do?
I'll let you use...
This one?
Quiet, Bonathan. I'll let you use your rocket gloves to increase your power.
Okay.
Oh, great, cool.
You fire them off.
Ready?
Bingo, that's a 5.
Oh, boy. You are going in the right direction.
Oh, that fucking kid is weighing me down.
Oh, the maternal instinct dicks of Susie Eustace.
So you
should never have conceived him.
You slam.
We were gonna go to a movie.
Oh my god.
You kind of, sorry. You guys kind of swing and just tumble into a pile.
Okay, and Bonathan breaks my fall.
Butterfingers, how did you let that slip?
And then he says to the mech who's fighting Filge. It was the mech.
No one's fighting me.
Who was the mech that someone was attacking? No, because you were throwing the thing at him.
You missed.
He turns and he's like, seize them, and now we've got a competent bellowsman going to the mother and daughter.
And
it's mother and son.
Yep.
The bellows, the guy who you're fighting turns his back on you and grabs Martha in one claw and precious Bonathan in the other and starts to step towards the shard.
Dispensing entirely with the whole chain fiasco, because now the shard is really starting to wail.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Phil, we're back to you.
Does this shard have a whale in it as well as a shark?
Yeah, it
is. It like, is it like a whale sound, like a like that?
Yeah, unfortunately it is. Yeah.
Okay, so it's really sad. Does anyone in the room understand what it's saying?
Nobody does.
Oh, is it an animal? I think he can speak to animals.
Yeah, does it count?
Is a shard an animal? A shark is an animal. And a whale like a, is an
it
animal.
It has a mouth.
It's not an animal.
No, anything that has a mouth is an animal.
It's true.
No,
yeah.
Name one thing.
Hey, what about a cave?
A cave? Yeah.
Doesn't mean a cave?
Like in Aladdin. It's an animal.
We're not getting into Aladdin again.
Michael, you bested us all.
You can quiz me on mouths. I know everything about
it. Filge.
Oh. Yeah.
He's marching towards the shard in the...
Oh, okay. I run up and I stand in front of the shard and I say, no, take me.
Ooh.
I will sacrifice myself to the shard.
Why?
And then...
Why does Filge care about this dumb kid?
I think if the shard goes out, the ship will crash and we'll all die. Is that correct?
Nobody's told you that either way.
But it was a good guess.
We'll all die.
He said we'll be doomed.
Hey, what happened? Hey, I'm willing to do this, and that's on the record now.
Yep.
What would happen if the shard did go out, just out of interest?
We don't have time for this. We must feed the Carcosa shard.
Oh, wait. So what's the layout? Is Friezo standing... Sorry, is the Cardinal between Friezo and the shard?
No.
Is the shard still facing up, or is the shard come down?
The shard's still...
facing
up. But they can lift it, and they'll be able to drop them.
You're in front of it now.
How far in the air is the shard's mouth? Like 10 feet in the
10
air?
10 feet.
And where is Hagdar?
Hagdar's like...
Yeah, where is Hagdar?
Hagdar's just been watching... I'm a bit of a voyeur. I've just been watching all this. But he says, right after Phil says, I'll sacrifice myself, he says, I'm Spartacus.
Okay.
And the cardinal, and the cardinal says, "That is noble, but your aged soul would not save us now. It needs to be fresh and pure and stupid."
All right, so
maybe three or four of you, though,
or even two. And Friezo runs directly towards Ding and Dong, right, and then like slides underneath them.
Yep.
And so his hands are just below their groin.
Yes.
And then he fires an Eldritch Blast using the Hexblade trait Grasp of Hadar.
Go on.
Which can force someone 10 feet.
That's taller than a man.
Fuck!
20!
I saw that.
That was a 20!
20!
I was surprised by that. I was so surprised. I've been rolling so terribly this whole game. I was like, well, this little get ready to fail again and one of your another cool ideas here, you fucking idiot.
So
why are you berating yourself when you won?
Oh, because I hate myself, Susan. Oh, yes. Everything I do.
Yep. The Cardinal.
So, so Friezo, I guess, punches. He Eldritch blasts.
Right in the gooch.
Right in the gooch.
Yeah. Into the mouth of the
like
of the
up
shark?
And directly into and the mouth, into, like one of those trick shots you see bros do on the internet.
Sure.
and then, as the cardinal goes into the air, Friezo stands up and folds his arms and looks away from the moor, and he's like, "Tell me if it goes in."
And as the cardinal, very surprised by this development, sails through the air and reaches the apex of their trajectory, they turn to one another and look down at the open maw of the Carcosa Shard.
It really does look like a shark from up here.
I've never seen it from this angle. I get it now.
My gooch!
My gooch as well! And they crash into the Carcosa Shard, and for a moment, the lights in the ship go out, and you are plunged into darkness until a pinpoint of light in the middle of the room starts glowing orange. You see it's coming from the shard as if it is digesting something. All of a sudden, a beam of light shoots out from its admittedly shark-like mouth, and the shard once again starts glowing the same glow that you saw it before, diminished but somehow powerful, and then it grows and it grows and it grows until it illuminates the entire room and the ship's engines come back on, the lights flick back on, and you realize that the Saturnine has eaten one of its children once again and is sailing through the plains safely.
What a bad ship.
Bobby gets down on one knee and says, "The cardinal is dead. Long live the cardinal. Friezo."
Look, I think that was such an impressive gooch punch that the...
Simon nearly did a spit take, but he held it in.
That
I feel like we should take advantage and do more puns on gooch and taints and stuff.
Uh-huh. Right?
Like, go right ahead.
Like he got hit so hard that he did a taint faint.
Yeah. Are you saying this aloud?
Yeah, we're all saying it because we're on this high for the cardinal.
And I've got chains around my neck, so I'm really like, your mama's so... Like that. Yep. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Do you want to do another one?
Nope.
Okay.
You made the cardinal your gooch pooch.
I don't think I understand this game we're playing now.
Yeah, you wouldn't, because you're in the butt hut.
What is the butt hut?
I regret it so much. I'm
also,
so
Friezo, you told us to tell you if it went in, and I've got some great news for you.
Yeah?
It went in.
Nobody messes with Santa Monica. Yeah!
Can we make sex jokes about Bobby and be like, that's what she said?
Who's Bobby? I am a bellowsman.
Oh, yes.
So the two mechs, so impressed by this gooch punch, do a bow in their mech suits, which looks quite cool. Yeah, they go like that. And you have a moment. You realise that nobody has really seen what's happened here. The cardinal's dead. These two bellowsmen take you to be the new cardinal. And it's up to you what you do next.
I think we make them fight to the death and leave.
Or...
No, okay, I'm willing to hear other ideas, Bobby.
We get them to fast-track us to Primus.
And
we hide
down
here from everyone else.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
Since we've had such a stressful day, can we get them to massage all of us first? Because the spa's been closed, I assume.
With their mech suits still on.
Like that?
Just to make themselves vibrate, and we'll just stand against them.
Bellowsman, one of you kneel down like a table. And then, and the other one, once Mrs. Kennedy gets on top of the table, man, can you massage her with your claws, please?
Yeah, I mean, this is valuable time you're wasting with yours. And they do a massage.
Can you
for
do a roll to see how good they are at massaging?
Sure. I'm happy to do that.
That's a 13.
Yeah, fine.
Oh, I've missed the touch of a man. Tolstoy hasn't touched me since we conceived stupid Bonathan.
Wait, was your...
What?
Was your child so stupid that he killed your husband's boner?
Oh, yeah, by the way, where is your husband? Where is Tolstoy?
He's really drunk.
He's probably still in the comedy bar. In the midnight room.
They've got me!
Okay, so what do you do?
Hey, doesn't all cums kill a boner?
Yeah, but I think you meant long term.
Yeah, I meant long term.
Okay, sorry.
Also, no, I'm a man and I have a boner all the time. Is that masculine? I don't know.
Also,
just entirely normal.
What have you done to me? I've never said that sentence before in
my
whole life.
I was
going to
say, the sentence doesn't all comes kill a boner is the new cellar door.
Most beautiful phrase in the English language.
So are we to assume that all the other children that have gone missing beforehand have been fed to the shard? Are there any, like...
I mean, talk to Hagar about it, see what he can
Excellent
do.
Deduction. I also deduced it. And a look of sadness comes over his face and he realizes that the mystery's solved.
But if we can take the ship and we can take the captain of the ship to the authorities in Primus, the Westminster family may really look upon this favourably. This could earn us respect, monies, freedoms, ships. So if there's a way that we can,
get you, back. You want to apprehend Castilda? Is that what you want to do?
She's incredibly powerful.
What's the source of her power?
Just she's old.
Is it perchance a magic monocle?
Well, she's powered. She draws power from the shard, which we've just fed. So logic stands that she's more powerful than ever.
And what's the link between the shard and Clasilda? What's her name?
Casilda.
Casilda.
She's a planeswalker.
But so isn't just owning a shard make you a planeswalker? Can't we take control of the shard?
Maybe.
How many?
Yes, exactly.
In that vein, how many bellowsmen are there on the ship?
There's 20,000, probably about 400.
400 bellowsmen?
And how many masky boys?
About the same.
Okay. Hmm. So the majority of people on the ship are they're just customers, right? They're just passengers.
Yeah.
Okay. Frieza's going to call to order a meeting of the bellowsmen as the new cardinal.
Okay, I like this.
Frieza whispers to it. As someone who has declared themselves leader of many types of people, my biggest suggestion is for you to get a hat so they respect your authority.
Sure. Great idea.
Mm-hmm.
What hats have we got lying around? Let me do a check for hats.
You could
Do a hat check for me.
That is a six.
Oh, do your hat stats. What's
plus,
your hat stats?
What are we doing? Perception with that one?
Yep, perception is the hat stats. So fuck you, Dave, if you're listening.
That's plus three, so that's nine.
That's a nine. I'm going to say you can find a pork pie hat in the corner.
You could write cardinal on it.
Yep, mm-hmm. And you can find, and there's also a propeller hat. In one of the rafters, which you could probably dislodge.
The higher the hat, the closer to God. One on top of the other.
Hey, I can give you some bread rolls to attach to the top of your hat.
The higher the hat, the closer to God. Into the woods. Sorry.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go the first layer of this this wedding cake of hats will be a pork pie hat.
Yes.
On top of that, we'll place the propeller hat.
Yep.
And on top of that, on opposite sides of the propeller, we'll place a bread roll each.
Fantastic. Very Arab Spring of you. That's a deep cut. Do you remember they did that? They strapped bread to their heads so they wouldn't be hit by projectiles. Anyway, look, we'll cut that out. That's I'll allow it.
So Frieza is going to call a meeting of the bellowsmen in the bellows room. Can this fit?
Yeah,
What's the capacity of this room? Can we fit 400 in there?
It'd be a squeeze.
Otherwise, we'll go back to the comedy theatre.
No, it'd be a squeeze.
No, you've got to go through bookings and get the venue. It's going to be too
hard. There's a guarantee on the room.
It's
really
all politics. It's a squeeze, but they're all there. All
right. Yeah, honk the big bellows horn.
Oh, yeah.
Honk, honk.
And it summons them all.
Okay. Is that what it sounds like,
yeah,
Ben?
Yeah, why not? Cannon.
So Friezo honks. Friezo does the... Friezo, calling on millennia of Bellisman lore, does their... honk, honk, and then they all
shuffle
arrive.
In. They
all
shuffle in.
And Friezo goes...
I'm probably going to need to bring them up to speed on what happened to the cardinal.
Bellisman, as you can see from the hat adorning my bodice, you will know that I am your new... Is bodice not
what
a word
you,
for
what
head?
Why don't you wear... you should wear the hat on your head. The bodice is the rest of you.
It's like your boobs.
It's like
area.
Your boobs.
Oh, yeah, I guess I'm wearing it frontal then. Like I'm Tony Stark and Iron Man, but it's bread rolls that spin.
All right, that sounds impressive. And somebody from the back is like, boy, where's the old cardinal? The one with the two heads?
You speak of ding and dong. Well, they've been ding and donged into the... Shark! Yeah, shark. The important thing is, as those who witnessed here, as the person... It's a real Highlander situation, is my understanding. You kill the cardinal, you become the cardinal.
Wait, did you kill the cardinal?
Oh, yes. I...
What?
What?
You all saw it. People who saw it, back me up.
Yeah. Friezo, you want me to step in?
Yes, Filch, if you could. I'm just really not a leader of men.
Yeah, I understand. As our mighty new cardinal has expressed, dear Bellowsmen, tonight is the eve that all the men of the bellows rise against those pansy little other ones who are higher than us. What are they called?
The favoured.
The favoured.
I ain't the favoured!
Yeah, we're the ones doing all the hard work, pumping away, chucking babies into sharks.
Oh, I ain't the baby
What are they
part.
Doing? Smooching and having orgies.
They're what?
That's what they're doing.
You didn't know that about the rich elites, the rich coastal elites? They've all been fucking eating, sucking each other for years. Meanwhile, I haven't fucked or sucked in millennia.
And there's muttering in here like, Toyman, well, I couldn't even get a hand job around here.
Well, we control the shard, which means we control the destiny of Primus.
That's right. I say in a working day, there should be 8 hours rest, 8 hours work, and 8 hours fucking.
As the crowd is ripped into a frenzy, Filge feels a familiar feeling, and that is one of fermenting a revolution on board a ship. 400 souls of the Bellowsmen, previously below the cast, or for Dave's sake, cast, of the favored, now realizing that their power is real and true. You have saved the life of an idiot child.
Just the dumbest.
You have begun to ferment something here on board the Saturnine. Will you bring Lady Casilda and her minions to justice? Will you be able to control what you have begun? And what of Dave? Dr. Dave Harmon on board the ship. Did we forget that character existed?
Will the Parliament of Harmons regain their place as Talent Quest winners on this trip around the dimension?
And what of the two men who walked back into the orgy room but found that the orgy was over? What happened to their boners?
That must be an awkward thing to turn up late to an orgy. For answers to questions and statements such as these, tune in to the next episode of The Dragon Friends!
Dragon Friends are Simon Griner, Eden Lacey, Alex Lee, and me, Michael Heng. Our usual DM is Dave Harmon, who was away gorging himself in America. So this episode was DM'd very capably by Benjamin Coleman Jenkins. Our special guest was Susie Youssef, and our musical guests were Dan and Liam Scarrett. Shakira Khan designs our website, and I assume she was gorging herself with Dave in America as well. Beth McMullen edits and mixes our podcast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next month at Friezo's Funhouse. Bye!
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered.
Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.